You're listening to KVSH LP FM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org and on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks so much for joining me. Going to start off on Beyond Category this time around with music from the wonderful Amir El-Safar and his Rivers of Sound Large Orchestra from an album called Not Two. And I'll tell you more about Amir El-Safar after the set. But first, here is Amir El-Safar with Georgina Over Three. Thank you. selections there from two musicians who fit perfectly the theme of the show, Beyond Category. We just heard from Enrique Hanin, who is of Mexican and Lebanese descent. The name of the album, The Mind's Mural, the tune was called Life of Its Own. He combines there, as you can hear, Latin rhythms and also Middle Eastern sounds and other kinds of sounds as well. So mixing cultures wonderfully. The album's from 2018, along with Enrique Hanin, who here is playing drums, although he's also an accomplished pianist, Anna Weber on tenor saxophone, Catherine Sikora on soprano saxophone, and Carlo DeRosa on the bass. Before that, you heard from Amir El-Safar and his Rivers of Sound, very large group, with Georgina Over Three from an album called Not Two. Amir El-Safar's of Iraqi descent. His father came from Iraq, and he spent the last many years exploring the music of Iraq, including the maqams, which are Arabic scales used in traditional Arabic music. And in this really amazing album, with this large group consisting of Middle Eastern and American jazz musicians and a number of other people, puts together these cultures in great ways. And Georgina Over Three is actually intentionally two kinds of rhythms that different cultures interpret differently. If you want to hear him talk about it, it's quite amazing. There's a podcast called The Checkout, which you can find on the internet, and Amir El-Safar explains what's going on with that song and the rhythms and scales that he uses. Anyway, great stuff from both those musicians. Coming up next, some music that asks the question, what genre would you put these in? A Beyond Category question. I'll play the music and then talk about it after. Here's some music. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's composer and alto saxophonist Miguel Zinon, along with the string quartet called the Spectral Quartet, with a tune called Cadenas from Miguel Zinon's album Yo Soy La Tradición. Miguel Zinon is classified often when classification is done as a jazz musician, but as you can tell, there's a lot more going on there. Before that, you heard two selections from a group that might be called a classical group, but they were playing something beyond that in many ways. They're called Sybarite Five, and the tunes you heard were first in the set Dixie Twang, followed by Pedal to the Metal. And Sybarite Five, this wonderful string quintet, is Sammy Merdinian and Sarah Whitney on the violins, Angela Pickett on viola, Laura Metcalf on the cello, and Lewis Levitt on the bass. That bass really adds something to the whole string quartet thing. I like to play genre-defying music on Beyond Category, and that really fits the bill. You are listening to Beyond Category. You're listening to it on KVSHLP-FM. I'm John Midgley, your host, and the show is on. I'm 101.9 on Vashon Island, or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app, or at voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show, you might want to check out other shows on voiceofvashon.org. They are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air. There are a lot of great music shows on KVSH and other shows as well. Check it out, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show or other shows, please consider making a donation to Voice of Vashon, which runs KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Please consider donating, and thank you for your support. Coming up next, you're going to hear first in the set the incomparable Nina Simone with a tune called Hey Buddy Bolden. Buddy Bolden was a cornetist who played in the early 20th century in New Orleans, and some people call him the father of jazz. You may or may not have heard of him, but many people consider him to be the, if not one of the first people to play what we now know as jazz music. This is from an album called Nina Simone Sings Ellington, and Hey Buddy Bolden was recorded by Duke Ellington, and I think the song may actually have been written by Duke Ellington's incredible cohort, Billy Strayhorn, who wrote and co-wrote many of Ellington's famous songs. And on this, Nina Simone is not only the singer, but the truly amazing piano player. From Simone Sings Ellington, here is Hey Buddy Bolden.
Buddy Bolden tuning up, blowing horn was his game. Born with a silver trumpet in his mouth. He played the horn before he talked. On the afterbeat, he patted his foot before he walked. When Buddy Bolden tuned up, you could hear him clean across the river. Clean across the river. He woke up the working people and kept easy living. Call him Buddy Bolden. Call him Buddy Bolden. Watch him, he's calling his flock now. He's calling his flock now. Here they come. Buddy Bolden, he's calling his flock now. Here they come, here they come. Come on, Buddy Bolden. Here they come.
on Beyond Category. You just heard three songs connected in one way or another with Duke Ellington. You just heard The Shepherd, Duke Ellington on piano from an album called The Pianist that was released in about 1974, piano compositions and performances from the late 60s and into 1970. The Shepherd, a wonderful blues song. Before that, a song called Juan Tizol, and Juan Tizol played valve trombone in Duke Ellington's most famous orchestras, and he wrote the famous song Caravan that Duke Ellington played for many years, and many others have as well. It's from an album by Edsel Gomez on piano. His album is called Cubist Music from 2005. The song again, Juan Tizol. And before that, the incomparable Nina Simone from Nina Simone Sings Duke Ellington. You heard her sing Ellington's Hey Buddy Bolden. This show, Beyond Category, got its name from Duke Ellington's highest praise he gave any music, and that is that it was beyond category. Last this time around on Beyond Category, two orchestral selections that completely fit the spirit of this show. Second in the set, you'll hear the beautiful Pas de Deux from Maria Schneider's orchestra from her 2004 album Concert in the Garden. Maria Schneider, composer and conductor. But first, a song called The Pan Piper from another unique large orchestral album, the famous Miles Davis Gil Evans work from 1960, Sketches of Spain. Rolling Stone magazine picked Sketches of Spain as one of the greatest 500 albums of all time. It was suggested this orchestral-based music was something other than jazz, and Davis replied, "It's music, and I like it." Very much beyond category. The Pan Piper from Gil Evans and Miles Davis. Thank you. What can you say? The Maria Schneider Orchestra, Pas de Deux, from Concert in the Garden. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. See you next time.